gentlemen, welcome back to part two of this two-part episode of The Curse of Strahd on the Podzilla 1985 Network. It is another episode of PZ85 Plays. I'm your game master, Cody Sandusky, welcoming you into the chaos. In case you missed the last episode, well, don't worry. People are swinging weapons, screaming, blood's being let. It's a wonderful time had by all. And who is having that fun? Well, let's introduce you to our cast of characters for this evening. First, coming from the West Coast, he is not delivering a pizza ball, and it's a goddamn shame. Playing Bjorn the Blood Hunter, it is Kaz.
Oh.
The guy who is not going to ranch me, bro, and again, it is disappointing, playing Rasmus Thomason, it's Double H.
Let me know, bro.
Let me know, bro.
Burn up herself. It is our resident Jin Air Ganassi. It's Zephra, played by Lindsay Wolfgang.
Of course I get the bird.
Let me know, bro.
And he's Lance motherfucking Reddick. It's the creator, co-host, co-fucking whatever he wants to be this week of Podzilla 1985 and all of its subsequent companies. It's Shannon Young.
Fuck y'all! Fuck all y'all! Hunter, you want to beat the shit out of Rick Springfield?
Yeah.
Bring him out.
All right. And giving birth to Jazz somewhere, it's Tanner not appearing in his picture as he was last week.
He gave birth to baby jeans.
Little baby jeans.
All right. As we said, this is part two of a two-part episode. If you're listening to part two and haven't listened to part one, well, don't worry. Just scroll back real quick in your podcast feed of choice. It's right there.
Dumbass.
Some bitch, why didn't you refresh your app? Come on, now that's Bush League. It's a goddamn shame. Just like what's happening to these characters, they are getting knocked around a little bit. We are in the study, the office, as you would, of Baron Vargas Vlakovic. He's not appearing in this picture right now either because he has made a swift exit, but instead is a number of Vlaki town guards and one Isaac, who is hulking over the rest of the group, currently appearing impervious, or at least untouchable to this point. And I believe that is where we are going to pick back up at the top of the order for this initiative, unless anybody has any questions or several concerns with what's happening.
Several.
I'm more concerned at the scary electrical noises my lamp is making.
That's just a light bulb. Oh, I'm echoing in Shannon's mic.
What?
I said, I'm hearing Cody twice.
Let me make sure you're not hearing me.
I'm having double hearing.
I hear you. You sound fine. Everybody sounds fine to me.
Okay, I've got that.
I know what he's talking about. And actually, now I'm hearing myself through your computer too, Shannon.
What the fuck, man? I don't know.
Shannon said, I ain't here to fix
it. I don't know. I'm aware of it. I'm just pointing it out.
Here, I'll turn the volume down so hopefully you can't hear it as well.
And then none of us will talk, so now we can't tell if it did.
See, that's what I was going to say. That sounds good.
Yeah, it seems to be fine. I'm not hearing it now.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it either.
Okay, then I'm going to go back to drinking my margarita. Now let's do this.
Margarita.
Wow. All right, so you're drinking a pizza. That's a good choice. I mean, you said you were going to deliver a pizza ball. It's about time.
Time to deliver a pizza
ball. You know, Cody, you're you're a lot like a... fuck, I can't remember the joke. Go on with it, Seth.
Go on with the Seth. You some. All right. I said nobody has to die.
I know who's dying first.
Yep. All right. So, top of the order, before the death comes for you all, it's Rasmus Thomason. So, Double H, while I queue up some other repeating music in the background that doesn't impact the listener at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Cody, the first thing I'd like to do is move to this point,
okay,
so that I'm no longer contained in there. And what color is this guy? Is that yellow?
That is yellow next to you. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to bash him with my mace. I suppose I don't really have anything more poignant I can do right now.
Okay.
So, which is super unfortunate. Oh, this is the music that was the soundtrack to my death. I remember this now. I mean, that's not bad. 19 plus 2 is the 21 to hit.
Yep. Go ahead and give me some damage.
Oh, Lord, it's in the corner. No, that rolled over. It was a 2. 2 damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, remember that guy has a broken spear right now, so he's got just a pointy stick.
Well, that was the goal, as I'm basically just trying to get out of Dodge here because I was getting a little beat up in there. It was getting a little too hot for me.
Yep.
Further movement at this point, would it provoke an attack of opportunity?
Yes.
From Isaac?
Not yeah, technically yes, Isaac, but my playing as it is, I'd be more concerned with yellow. I mean, in terms of damage distribution, but more so just
mechanically. Well, he has a broken weapon, so I'm partly willing to risk it, but
it's fair.
It's all right. I'm gonna stay where I am. I don't think I have a bonus action I can really utilize, but I'm gonna take a look real quick. Was my spiritual weapon still in effect? Did I ever drop that?
No, it's still the yellow dot is still over there behind.
Oh yeah. I can't see it because it's behind the turn order for me. I need to move the turn order. There we go. Okay. Let me remind myself how that moves. Because it's different. Up to 20 feet and repeat an attack. Well, I don't think I can get it far enough to attack anybody, but I can move it. Can I move it over the desk, or do I need to move it around?
It's airborne, no?
Yeah, it kind of levitates, and also it's a spiritual entity. I'd imagine it could pass through a physical object.
You can get it to right here.
No, I can get it right here. It only moves 20 feet. Oh, wait. No, yeah, these little squares are little ones, aren't they?
Big squares
are the big ones. So
yeah,
you're right here.
Two. Well, I can get even farther than that, but yeah, that's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put it right on top of him. Matter of fact, I'm just gonna put it, I guess, right there. It doesn't really matter. I'll move it at Isaac and take a swing with it.
Okay, go for it.
Camera's still on. Did I remove it? No.
Nope. It's still on your trace. You're good.
All right. Pick a different one. That's the same one. Okay. Let's pick a different one. There we go. Ah, that's not as good. It's just a 12 to hit.
Nah, that will not hit.
Okay. And that's all I got.
But I will note that at least Isaac, you kind of notice as you will the spiritual weapon into his vicinity, he's been focused on just the immediate around him. He's forgotten for a moment, much like we did in real life, that spiritual weapon is around. So the fact that it's come near him, he's able to move out of the way or at least make himself a little bit better positioned to kind of brace himself for what spiritual weapon's coming at. But you kind of notice that he did not expect that, and he does not like that.
Good. He shouldn't.
All right, Bjorn. It is your time.
Sweet. So for Bjorn, I'm just curious, if I, like, the opportunity or whatever, if I move away from him, right?
Yeah, if you move more than melee range, like 5 feet away, you invoke an attack of opportunity.
Got it. All right. Bummer. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to focus on Red Man here in front of me. I'm gonna leap forward and do a couple of paws to the face.
Yep.
Where'd my character sheet go? Oh, there it is. Let me hit this with the first one.
Cass, I'm gonna go ahead and hit this.
Go ahead and hit that.
Does that hit?
Yeah, 24. I'd say is gonna hit.
All right, that's awesome. Should I go ahead and roll for the second one, or go ahead and do damage first?
That's up to you, either way.
All right. I feel lucky. Nope.
One does it, though, so.
I'm going to throw with the first one, and that is going to be this. There you go.
7 damage, okay.
In his face, all right. Yeah, so that is, I think my second swing is a bonus action, or is that just my two-hand combat?
Generally, it'd be just your two-hand combat. Take a look at your hybrid form right now. You apply your Crimson Rites, your unarmed strikes. Treat as one weapon. You could. When you use the attack action to make an unarmed strike, you can make one additional unarmed strike as a bonus action. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep, there it is. Yep, so that is going to be it for me. If I move away, I give away the game. So, I'm just going to stare him down in the face.
I mean, and you see through the helm that he is, again, not okay with what's here. You could, in the more tangible part of your brain, you sense that he is here more by duty and abject fear than he is of any, like, volition of his own. Were he in charge of his own reflexes and, like, body right now, outside of just survivability, he would probably have made a guard-sized hole in the wall. And may still yet.
We should convince them all that they should they can leave freely.
I for one, would love to see you try.
I don't have any other actions to give it an attempt, but I wink at him.
All right.
Wolf wink.
Isaac is going to come up, and he's going to, instead of holding that battle axe with two hands, he's going to let go of it, hold it in one hand, the not good hand. And Bjorn, you being a creature that Isaac also does not like, seeing as he has a cloak made of what probably looks something like you around his neck, or a fur of that around his neck, he is going to use that good arm and try to hurl flame at you.
Awesome. Does that mean that the guy in between us gets hit too?
That's what it takes. Theoretically, I mean, typically what a ranged attack would do is it would not consider an enemy or a fellow combatant on your side, but...
Who's in between you?
Hank is kind of.
Did you... Is mine not updating? Because currently Bjorn is all the way over by the desk for me.
Yes, he has moved between red and pink. The two were to meet in a 90 degree angle. That's where Bjorn is at currently.
That's weird, Hunter. I got the same thing. Refresh my roll 20. Yeah, I'm gonna see if something's up. Yep, now he's back.
There you go.
So that's weird. Like is
yep.
That's where I'm thinking. Like if he's shooting at me, at general proximity. Let me delete that.
Yeah.
Oh, not me. I mean,
generally, attacking through your allies is that we get to do that too.
Right.
Your allies don't block line of effect.
I think I deleted myself.
You did delete yourself, but I can fix that.
Yeah, don't do that. Cody will delete you for you.
He's already working on deleting me.
Again, y'all are so confident that you're going to die in this.
I'm a tiny Bjorn.
No, you are no longer tiny Bjorn.
Oh, okay. Bring it with your flamey self. Is
my tiny Bjorn. He's extra tiny today.
All right.
But Cody's trying to take him away from me, yeah. Tiny Bjorn.
Tiny Bjorn. This is a nice cover. I appreciate that.
All right. How bad is it?
Well, let's roll. Now, because I don't have what your your modified form is, what is your armor? Does your armor class change in your modified form?
I don't think so. Let me see. When you use the attack, use an unarmed strike, additional strike. I just got defenses against bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Yep. Okay. No, you also have, while you're not wearing heavy armor, you gain a +1 to your AC, which I think the armor you're wearing is at, in that same feature under hybrid transformation features. Resilient hide is the trait for that.
I didn't scroll down far enough. Sweet.
It's a 16 because you're wearing, at best, studded leather armor. Although
On a good day.
Right. You're normally just wearing the jacket and top hat. Yeah, shirtless. All
right. And that's on Saturday.
That's only on a fancy day. And because of that, at least in part, that spell does not hit.
Yeah, take that, furry other guy.
So I would, how do you avoid this attack?
Let's see. I do like, I duck it. This is flames, right?
Hurl flames.
Okay, yeah. So I duck it down, and then I leap up, and from, like, the anger of Bjorn is compounded because now you see like a little bit of singy smoke coming up from behind him. So there's this visage of like a very angry wolf that's slightly smoking and very pissed off right now, looking at him.
Well, Kaz, your name in the group chat is now the anger of Bjorn.
It's Bjorn in time.
Except I fucked it up, and it's instead the anger of Njorn.
Just
deal with it.
And we're not going to change it.
Just deal with it.
No, you need that. Njorn.
Kaz,
it's Njorn in time.
You're going to pass this by default just because of where you're at. Just the rest of you, what's your passive perception?
16.
Okay.
12.
Yeah. Aiden, yours is 10. Yes.
My what?
Well, your passive perception, but you're all in the clear. Bjorn, you avoid that firebolt or that fire, you hurl flame. You can essentially kind of view it as firebolt the same way. It's literally just ball of fire shot out from fingertips and kind of going toward you. Or, well, fingertips, good hand. As it strikes the bookshelf behind you, one section of books in particular just catches fire.
Okay.
Oh, that ain't good.
Oh, shit's about to get chaotic.
And you, those of you that are... Those of you that are nearest Isaac just hear, shit! You can't quite tell if it's an anger that he missed or anger that things are on fire. But he's upset.
Good.
With your bad aim. Bad aiming ass.
So as a free action, he's going to call out, "You two, ignore the wolf! Put out the fire! This cannot burn!"
Ooh. Anybody else got flames?
I do.
My ears perked up just then.
Okay.
My wolf ears.
Well, I kind of do.
As opposed to your human ears, yes. Yes. Aiden, you're up.
I wish I had some fire, but I do not. But Cody, what I would like to do right now, if I could, is cast... I would like to channel my divinity and use sacred weapon as an action.
Okay.
And that is, as an action, you imbue a weapon with positive energy. For 1 minute, the weapon is considered magical, and you add +2 to attack rolls. It emits bright light for 20 feet and dim light for 20 feet beyond that. And I can end the effect as a part of any other action. So I would like to do that. Power up my whip and... I would like to move one over to make sure that Big Boy doesn't go after Zephyr.
Okay.
So I'm going to stand in front of him. I'm going to crack that, hold that whip out. You guys can't see because I'm on my video on. But like Juice Belmont does, he's got the whip in both hands and it just starts glowing. And I'm just going to stare at Isaac and go, no, no, no.
Okay.
And that is going to be my turn.
No, no, no.
I forget that your Oath of Divinity is an action. It's a bonus action, isn't it? Why aren't you swinging?
I wish. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. I too wish the game let me do things. Okay.
You want to just house rule it?
Hand wave?
Yeah.
As much fun as that sounds. Zephyra, you're up.
I'm going to try once again to use Shocking Grasp on Green because he's still pissing me off.
Okay.
His ass. Shock his ass.
Shock him in his asshole.
22. You did.
That's an asshole shock.
That'll do it.
You have shocked him, to be certain.
His butthole just spit flames.
Literally.
Well, see, y'all joking. I've been listening. I heard, throw it on the ground earlier this week.
Oh, that's not how you roll dice, Lindsay.
Throw it on the ground.
Hunter, he shocked him so hard, he's going juicy poops.
5 damage.
Juicy poops.
Over and
juicy
over.
Pee.
You reach out again.
Try shocking butthole.
You reach out to grab Green, And as you do, and you feel that like electricity like flow through your arm into him, you see his eyes glaze over, roll back, and he crumples.
Good.
I think that's the first person you've ever killed in this game.
And
I'm pretty sure crumples. You've missed every spell
I like
you've ever
you
cast
in this game.
Well, yeah, because she almost killed Tanner in one game. Twice.
It sounded like you meant by comparison to reality is what is
in real life.
Let's just move
first
past
person
that.
You ever killed, like in the game.
You're not let's just supposed move past to talk that. About that.
Yeah.
Like in the game.
You wonder what happened to the last bitch. I don't know what that means.
That's the fella that killed the other fella.
Let's see here. I'm gonna stay put since there's two more around me.
Okay.
And I don't really want to provoke an attack, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. And that wraps up. Back to the top of the order, Rasmus Thomason. Making some progress. Yeah. Part of the room's on fire. Yeah. Dummy,
Yeah.
I'm going to get a text from upstairs in a minute if I keep that noise up. Okay.
All caps, shut the fuck up.
That's basically what it's going to be. Yes, you're not wrong. Okay. So, here's the plan. here's what's going to happen right now. I'm going to... Okay, how many squares can I shift? It wouldn't be there. It'd be there, right? That's one... That's four squares away. Yeah. Okay. That's one, like, token away. Okay. I'm going to shift back to here. I'm going to use like, my last... Oh, God, I hate this phrase. Use my last wait a minute, that's an upcast if it hits. Oh, is it worth it though?
Let me work it.
Probably not. Now I'll use my last first level spell slot. I'm gonna cast Guiding Bolt on Isaac.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Let him know, bro.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh shit, hang on. Turn my fucking camera on.
Cass, thanks for the flames.
No, that was me, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. All right, Cass, thanks for the pig in the flames.
I think that's what that is.
So, as 13. A 19 total to hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank yes!
God. All right, and then...
Damage.
Well, that could have been better, but it's okay. He takes 9 damage.
Okay.
And then... The next attack roll made against him has advantage. That attack roll is going to come from my spiritual weapon.
I was about to say, I feel like that's going to get invoked pretty quickly.
Yep.
And just as I was writing down, let me go.
Okay.
Dummy.
It's okay. It's the dummy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently, it's a 16 to hit.
Okay.
Do I need to roll again?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you don't, but please roll advantage. I'd like to see if you get a 20.
Okay, yeah.
Money.
I did not.
Okay, you did not. But yes,
but
you
I hit
do
him
hit.
Anyway. Okay. And then so the spiritual weapon deals an additional, oh, that's better, 9 damage total.
Okay.
So Isaac. 18 altogether? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're mad at it.
Does your spiritual weapon talk when it hits?
No.
Does it say, like, dummy?
No.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to say, let me know, bro. You hurting? Let me know, bro.
You
know. That's just all it is.
I'm also going to... Actually, I've got it in this one little space. I guess technically it should be here, right? Because it takes up the same size as a token.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is... Just like we said, the 4 squares is what makes up the 5-foot space in general.
Right.
Because your boy's bad
I'm
at
gonna,
spatial recognition.
Not that it makes a huge difference, but I'm going to move it down in between the two of us.
Okay. Yeah, it mechanically doesn't change anything in that respect.
Not yet. Okay. And then I'm done.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Hey, where'd I go on?
We're going to get sued.
LA Knight / Max Dupree / Eli Drake. / 2023 Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're fine.
Quick question. Am I not in the turn order?
No, yes, you deleted your token. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I need to add you back. I apologize. I was wondering. It did not feel like it should have been his turn, so that tracks.
Yeah.
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 No.
Sending.
Hunter, if you want to watch more of LA Knight, he just did a hour-long podcast-y video with one of the hosts from The Daily Show and some other guy. It was a Daily Show extra.
Yeah, really? Roy Wood Jr., as a
yeah,
matter of fact.
That's so. What it was. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Talking about that's politics cool. and wrestling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it, but what part I have enjoyed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy.
All right. So
yeah, Cass, you're up. Huh?
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Time to deliver a Bjornen ball.
It is Bjornen time. So I am looking at Victor or Vincent. What's his name?
Isaac?
Isaac.
Victor. I'm looking at Victor, who is now the name of the guy in pink.
So I'm still kind of like looking at him. Last of the smokes of the singed hair is kind of like creeping away. And I immediately, and just like in a rage, like I try to hit the closest thing to me, which is still red, dude behind me.
Yeah.
Side of me, whatever it is, the side of me. I can't make things make rings anymore. Okay. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to click on my actions and then roll a dice, perhaps.
Perchance.
Perchance. Here it comes.
Can't just say perchance.
Here it comes. It's coming at you.
You also can't just sigh.
Well, if I had a dime for every time I said that.
I'm assuming that didn't work.
It does not happen. No.
Okay. Here comes the next one coming at him. Because the first one I missed because I wasn't really looking. And now I'm actually looking. 12.
No.
Okay, well, what's your excuse that time?
I'm just
he looked too hard.
Like this.
He's looking too hard. You got to figure out the proper amount of looking.
His eyes were strained.
Yeah, I'm rolling good. This is working out.
In the neighborhood.
Yep. I'm a really bad wolf.
It's like,
you know what I also Applebee's. Just realized is that none of the guards took their turn last turn because I forgot they all stacked with Isaac.
That's no, they, okay. they went.
They all forgot. They got scared whenever I went all...
It was the fire. They were distracted.
They were fixing the books.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
He did. Okay, to be fair, I think probably what happened was you told us that Isaac told them to, like, not focus on the wolf and deal with the fire.
Right.
So they're all distracted.
But that was all their turn.
Those two, definitely. This one just died, so, it, you know, turn is overrated.
True.
You gotta keep them over.
Hand wave. Yeah. DM's bad at this. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Isaac's back up.
I did it all the time.
Yeah. Isaac's back up. Isaac is still uncomfortable with the fire on the wall. He is more so uncomfortable with the spiritual thing on his left swinging an axe and the thing in front of him holding the glowy whip. No part of this is what he wants to be a part of. And he can only attack one of you, so. He brings that hand back onto that battle axe, says, the hell with the wolf. Let's attack the man with the glowing whip.
Yeah.
So he is going to bring down two tries. That doesn't hit.
Two.
That right now.
He gets both hands.
Yeah, if he's two-handed, double attack on the axe. Well, I will tell you, the first one was a two, and thus will not hit. Unfortunately, what I'll tell you is that the second time around, a very important double-digit figure showed up, so...
How important?
Enough for you to take 13 damage. Or no, excuse me, that's a little less than what it was, because math is hard. That is 18 damage.
I'll take the 13.
I know you would, but...
Hold on, let me think.
You're praying,
hold on,
I'm working.
Say 18? Okay, I got 18. It. It's a flesh wound.
So you good, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I haven't been hit yet. That's the first time I've been hit. I mean, it was half my... If on a scale of life, it was half of my spirit.
Life.
But...
All right, so it was just like an exacts. Arm away.
Yeah, it was just one arm, you know? I got two.
That's fine.
I got you.
Got two arms.
That is all he can do in that respect. So So that will at least finish his turn. As instructed, Bjorn Red will not move outside of your purview, but he is going to sheath his spear, kind of put it over his back, and he just tries to find some way to start putting out fire. Like, he is looking around for a cloth, a rug, trying to find some way to start containing this, because it's starting to slightly spread.
Oh.
Like, not much. If you were, if I were going to just kind of draw a little bit, it's making its way a little further down the bookshelf.
Yeah, burn this.
The paper's going, but the leather's taking a bit.
So that's happening. Pink knows that there's no real way to pivot around you, so the only way to the fire is through you. So he is going to take that attempt.
I'll bop him in his
Kaz, open your jacket.
He's a wolf.
We still have a jacket.
I ain't no jacket anymore. It's all tattered.
I was about to say, I think he's kind of forsaken that for the time being.
I'm just kind of holding it, flapping a bit up.
That's going to be, if memory serves correct, that's going to be a 19 to attack.
Yes.
Yeah. You remember, these guys don't do much, so.
I'm gonna eat his fucking face on my next turn if he plays around.
Well, you take, okay, I was going to say you take 5 damage, but because of your trait as the resilient hide, you have resistance to piercing, so you are going to take 2 damage.
Oh, yeah, just short of my 18 I took.
I'm going to eat. Well, you got to be a wolf up in this fucking thing.
Okay.
he said, sure, I'll certainly try. Orange, Zephra, you have been... you know, there's attention on you now that you've taken down one of their compatriots, so they'll likewise stab at you. Refresh me, Hunter, you blessed Zephra.
I did.
Yeah, that's, I should
have blessed. Shield of Faith.
Shield, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I should have plus two
to your AC. Okay, so, yeah, so that's still an effect, obviously, we've only been like 1 or 2 rounds since that happened. And I'm going to presume even with +2, a 9 isn't going to hit, so you are safe. Again, the chaos green is dropped. He just saw that you put your hand on green's shoulder, and he just crumpled to the ground, so he's not okay with whatever you're capable of doing. So it's just kind of... and it's not working for him. Yellow is going to... think better of attacking the person that Isaac has his attention on right now, and he's going to focus his attention back on Zephra.
Yeah, I figured. With his broken pointy stick.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, and again, for mechanic purposes, it's just a wooden stick. It's a staff, which is a melee weapon in the game, so he's just swinging a bow staff at this point, and that also does not hit.
Ooh,
so. Good, not really knowing what to do without the pointy end. He's just he does rotate and grabs it as we would do, like thinking stickball, and just starts trying to rifle with it. And again, to no avail, he is shooketh by everything happening, including but not limited to the building being on fire. And that's going to wrap that up. Doesn't take much for you all to notice that Red's attempts to put out the fire so far are futile. Again, they have spread a little bit further in the bookshelf. And again, remember, these are floor-to-ceiling, so it is not only growing horizontally, it's starting to make its way up the wall as well. But for reference, it's mechanically 1 square of space around everything right now.
You're starting to pop that boner.
Pop that what now?
Boner.
All right.
Aiden and I have swapped spots.
Yeah, I think Bjorn's exit from the tracker just screwed things up a little bit. There you go. Aiden, you're up.
Okay, Cody, I'm the bottom of the lineup. So,
Cody, I would like to ask you a question about things. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I did not pay attention to most of my character shit this entire time. And I'm just now.
I couldn't tell.
And I'm just now starting to look through stuff. So I noticed I have this thing for fighting style where I adopted a style of fighting, especially dueling. When you're wielding a melee weapon in one hand and no other weapons, you gain a +2 bonus damage, bonus to damage rolls with that weapon. So, would that mean that since I'm using the whip, is that a one-handed weapon?
Yeah, I would imagine a melee weapon. It is a melee weapon mechanically, so yes, you're good there. And also, a whip is typically a one-handed endeavor, so I would say also yes.
So technically, I would get a plus two to my swing with channel divinity, and then a plus two to the damage roll?
If you, yes. So how that works, you get a plus two to your attack roll, and if it hits, you add 2 points to whatever damage you execute.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah, I'm going to take a swing at Isaac with my whip.
Okay. Absolutely, go for it.
And let me remember how to do that, because it's been a while since I've actually swung a weapon and not done something stupid. Okay, I'm rolling for it now. Shit, no, I did the damage. Sorry, my bad.
No, that's okay. I mean, we have damage in case you do make contacts. That's
I forget which buttons are which. Okay, so I can't add the plus two to this, but you're going to have to add the plus two in your head, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a 14.
You hit.
That's a hit? Oh, thank the God in heaven. Okay, so then the damage would be a 10 if we're going to count what I rolled before.
Yeah, we will. So
I just cracked that whip across that motherfucker's face.
Ka-chow.
Or
he feels it.
Wherever you say I hit, obviously.
I mean, no, this is your attack. You're the one making the effort, by all means.
I would like to think if I could flavor it, it all takes place in such quick time. He swings that axe, which hits me. It kind of spins me around, and as I spin around back, I swing the whip, like, as I come around, and just crack him across his face and put a little slashy on him.
Now, mind you, I was going to say you would be... you know, whipping up to hit him in the face. I failed to remember looking at your character sheet that you're 6'4".
I am. So, I'm pretty tall. Yeah,
you are pretty tall. So while Isaac is taller than many people and is still taller than you, it's not as sizable a difference as you would expect.
And as
we're
a free
full NBA player territory now. Everybody's tall.
As a free action, I'm going to look at him and say, "Hurts, don't it?" A la Kurt Russell in Tombstone.
Okay. you get no response out of him in the immediate.
You should ask him if he's going to do something or just stand there and bleed.
Youngster, I'm going to call him youngster. Can I grab him by the ear and throw him out the window?
You can certainly try.
I tell him to leave that battle axe.
Leave it. Thank you.
Also, Isaac is played by Billy Bob Thornton. We didn't know that.
We didn't know that until now.
I don't think I have anything else I can do. I'm pretty sure.
God, if that was the case, I've been playing Isaac like Sling Blade this whole goddamn time.
Yes, I don't know.
Biscuits from mustard.
Yeah, I think that's all I can do.
What's worse, the mm-hmms. Vote now with your phones.
Let's I think it's worse that Kaz tried to do it, but he's muted. And we didn't hear him.
That's
there
bad.
It is.
So call it Kaiser Blade. I call it a Sling Blade. I love them French fried taters.
Zephra, save us, please. Whether it be by killing a character or something else.
Well,
now, Cody, I can't attack twice now.
Turn your face yellow and orange. No. And seeing that orange is still the one with the pointy object, but they both seem a little out of sorts after seeing their friend drop, I'm going to cast Poison Spray on orange to mix it up a little bit.
Okay. Please tell us, what does poison spray do?
I extend my hand towards a creature that I can see within range and project a puff of noxious gas from my hand. The creature must succeed a constitution saving throw or take 1d12 poison damage.
Goddamn.
Okay.
And it's a con 11 for the save.
You say fart bomb. I was picturing, I'm sure Hunter and Shannon are there with me. I was picturing Tajiri's mist.
Oh,
yeah!
Great Muda.
Great Muda.
I was thinking the movie Signs with the stupid alien where he shoots the out of his hand at the end into the boy's mouth. He shoots it in the boy's mouth.
No. See, Leslie Nielsen showed me, and it's fine. Never mind. We're not going to get into Scary Movie 3. The con save failed, so please roll me a 1d12.
That will be 12.
Whoa!
Hell yeah!
Kill it.
Lindsay's fucking raging over there.
I mean, I'm the other monster in the room other than the wolf right now.
She makes a fair point. Orange is doing very poorly now. You take it that he does not like being poisoned.
It's the gas, man.
It does not do well for him. So,
all right.
Yeah, so that's definitely happening.
Again, I'm just going to hold my ground.
Okay.
Use the stand your ground law.
I think she did. All right, that's going to bring us back up to the top of the order. It is Rasmus.
Aiden, how you doing on health?
I'd say I'm halfway to heaven.
Oh, that implies there's a heaven in this realm.
I'm a paladin.
Suggesting there's not?
I mean, I don't know.
He's halfway to Alma Mater.
That's what there's I would say. If that was the case,
I'm gonna meet my maker. Okay. M-E-A-T, and it's hot dog pie. It's cold hot dog pie.
Gross.
Okay. I'm gonna use my bonus action.
Here it
comes. I do have to roll, but I'm gonna use my bonus action to cast Healing Word on Aiden.
Yes, please.
For 12 hit points to get back.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yes, thank you, sir.
And then Cody, I'm gonna use my move action to switch to my light crossbow.
Okay.
And Zephyr, who'd you just hit?
Orangey.
Do I have a line of sight to him from where I am right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to shoot him.
Shooting Orange. Hit him. Or hit it, rather.
Please.
You guys remember Annoying
That's
Orange?
That's pretty good. 22.
Shannon, I do, and Hunter, that hits.
Very good.
Hunter, what's the base damage on your bow?
D8 plus 2.
How do you do it?
It's the magician's trick. Hang on, let me turn my camera back on. Or switch it back to me anyway. It's the magician's trick. So the one hand is healing, and while the guy is distracted with that, I pull out the crossbow and go, "Gotcha!" Just put one through his dome,
and it goes thunk.
Yep, yeah, it makes that little thump sound when it fires off.
Okay.
Hey, split yeah. Orange and Twade.
Well, that's not in the script. Hang on a minute.
The dead don't die.
No.
No. I see. Not the dead don't die. While I appreciate understand the thump in the bow, I also hear thump and think Noob Tube from Call of Duty. So either way, I appreciate that this guy's.
Oh, the bow sounds like that too now.
Oh, does it?
The crossbow now sounds like that too.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yep.
Same deal.
Yeah.
That's all right. I got, by the way.
Hey, I mean, you have fallen in an enemy command.
There he goes. Yep. I was waiting on that to show up.
Yep. So we have three of the starters left.
I lost my spiritual weapon because I didn't use it.
Okay.
It's gone.
If you were to look and you fall orange, and I'm sure you may scan the battlefield, you see Isaac kind of glance over his shoulder and squeeze that battle axe a little tighter because he's feeling a little better about the situation. Bjorn,
as his friends are dying,
right?
Yeah, because there's not a weapon threatening him.
Yeah, actually, Aiden, you would notice that you're standing right there in front of him. The other three are, three people have died in this room so far. Isaac doesn't seem fazed by that.
I grimace.
Okay, duly noted. Bjorn,
I'm not big and purple.
I'm not awkwardly muscular.
I grimace. No, you Aiden.
No, you Aiden. Grimace McDonald.
Me, Monkey Judge.
No gumbo, Tango.
That's what I was saying. Bjorn, you notice that Red is wearing a different shape on his head than he was the last time you saw him. And so that confuses your sensibilities and you feel very vulnerable and ready to attack. Jokes aside, you see Red is again still focused on the flames behind him. So you note that for what it's worth. But Pink is also there, kind of both focused on you and focused on the glowing light behind you. And one of you seems to be more problematic than the other right now. He just can't figure out which.
So, in response to me swinging on the red dude over here, I get quite angry at my own actions. And so I take a chomp down out of one of my own arms, just a big ass free, just bite into it, rip at it. And I cast Blood Maledict, which is a blood curse on this room where I should have done this earlier, but it is
on this room.
So when a creature you can see within 30 feet drops to zero hit points, I get to use a reaction to have that creature make one weapon attack against a target of my choice within its range.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have cast that earlier.
Well, says the person who also didn't read his character.
There's a difference. I didn't know what I could do.
Same. So in that case, I use that, and then if I move, I'm just curious, if I move over to this section here, is there any, like, disadvantages I get?
In that situation, you've like just pivoted around. Yeah, you've pivoted around him, so there's no like distance cause for attack of opportunity. So you should be okay.
Okay, because I'm trying to get out of the way. I'm trying to get out of the way of this dude here, so he can have line of sight on his fire and keep him like let him kind of carry through.
Okay.
And then in that, I'm gonna whack old dude here with the red, with my clauses.
Okay.
And I'm curious if he's paying attention to the fire and he's all like shaky. Do I get any type of advantage on him if he's
go
like,
ahead? Occupied? Go ahead and roll, and we'll see where that takes us.
All right. Eight.
it's just the inflection on
eight.
Eight. Give me one more roll. Give me that other attack.
Egg.
19.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage.
I laid this one, Jesus.
Give me one good one.
Eat this one.
Six.
Egg.
Damn. Okay. Well, I deserve that.
How do you do it?
How do you egg
I
it?
Just collapsed like that same bloody paw that I just bit into, it just into the side of his head. And just go to rip it off.
There's the horror elements of this campaign. It was Kaz okay. all along.
I mean, I put my hand through his head and I just rip, like spine and all.
God damn. Okay. Rasmus and I are definitely killing you.
And I showed it to the dude to the side of me that's looking at the flames. And I'm giving him a choice which one to concern himself for.
Okay, Cap.
As a free action, I'm going to look at Isaac and go, Jesus Christ.
Isaac's going to say, no, Isaac. No, Jesus, Isaac.
No, I, Aiden.
Okay, so Bjorn, in that fucked up situation that you've wrought upon all of our brains, so you killed a guy.
That happened.
And you said that when you kill a guy, they take an attack on someone else?
No. Yes, sorry. When they drop to 0 points, they also take one more strike against somebody near them.
Wouldn't that be you?
Yeah, when a creature you can see within 30 feet drops to 0 HP, you can use your reaction to have that creature make one weapon attack against a target of your choice within its range. Okay, so here's how we're going to flavor this. You have sub-zeroed this individual. The last muscle spasms in its body is going to be to reach out, because he has a spear, it's the 5-foot range, so he has the ability to do it. He's going to reach out and try to stab Pink. Boy, all inside the firelight of burning books. What an intimate scene.
Cody, you wanted horror. You wanted to bring the pain. Kaz brought the pain.
I did. And y'all's dunt it. It's great.
There is a terrible situation going on over here. This is horrifying.
John, and that's going to hit.
He just looked at Red and said, what the hell, Larry? Oh.
All right.
You ain't got no head.
I'm holding the head while this is all happening, staring at it in a silhouette with fire behind me.
Meat puppet.
Hamlet style. I'm looking at this fucking thing.
That's... Okay.
And I'm making it talk to y'all.
That's going to be five damage on Pink.
Take that, Pink.
So Pink is wounded by his beheaded friend. The room is on fire.
We don't need no water.
Let that motherfucker burn. Yeah, that's going to make friends. The Aru is really going to make friends with the rest of your party. Larry.
I'm handling business over here.
Yeah, with a chunk out of your arm and a dude's head in your hands.
That's, Kez, that's a man's head.
Head. It just got real.
Head.
Head.
Egg.
Egg.
I feel like I make a lot of reactions, but perhaps he like takes a lick of it.
Oh, man, I haven't watched Wild Wild West in too long.
I love that
Okay,
movie.
So it's for all the it's the first VHS I remember buying from a movie store.
Hmm.
Yeah. Bought it from Super Video in Jackson because that's been that many years ago. So red is dead, pink has been stabbed, yellow has been wounded as well, and Isaac is he's been hit. That's happened. Isaac's angry. I mean, he's been hit by both of you at this point, and he is not okay with that. And plus, the room is burning. He's again going to bark out as a free action. Funk the wolf! Get the fire!
Language. Have to shut that pretty mouth of yours, Billy Bob.
He's again more concerned as things are going on around him, but the fact that you two have hit him, Rasmus and Aiden, means that there's a little bit of not mechanical but emotional rage building up.
Oh, so he's a fucking snowflake. He's gonna go after the beer cans next.
All right, he's gonna use that battle axe twice on you. That first one.
Well, shit.
You just hit him and called him a snowflake. What the fuck you expect? That's a 23.
Jesus.
Oh.
To hit, not your damage.
Okay. Oh.
All right. So only one of those is going to hit. Let's see. Here's these.
43.
Low numbers.
16.
God.
Not a low number.
Damn.
Oh, excuse me. No, it's actually, let's see here.
Math. Oh, 19.
Huh?
What?
Shut up, Kez.
No, but... 21? No, it's, it's 15. I added wrong by one, so...
Oh, that one hit point. Watch me come down to one hit point, and I'll be like, oh, thank you, Cody. Because that one, that saved my life.
All right. I'm assuming you're back to bloodied again, Aiden, right?
What is bloodied?
Half.
Yeah.
Generally half, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he sucks.
Okay.
Yes, this is why I assumed we were going to die. You busted your entirety of lay on hands on me to keep me alive after he hit me twice.
Damn right I did.
Isaac is going to growl to the room. Just generally.
I growl back at him.
I growl.
Yeah, he's just angry. You can tell he just wants, he doesn't care. He wants things to die right now. That is the only thing he's fixated upon. Pink is... Because of everything that's happened, he's in a roll with disadvantage against Bjorn. Yep, okay. He's going to try to jab at Bjorn and just is going to lose that spear and throw it in the bookshelf. Homeboy critical failed, and all he's got is these hands, and I don't think people are going to catch him.
So, just as a for the record, though,
rated E for everyone.
I dropped the 3 damage in there. I took that off my sheet. Because I forgot to do that whenever I took a chunk out of my hand while ago. So
I okay, cool. I was going to ask at some point if there was a mechanical damage.
Yeah, there's a damage to it.
Cool.
Yeah. It hurts all when right. I bite myself.
I would think so. Yellow is going to... Aiden, you've got the glowy whip, and you've also hit Isaac, and Yellow doesn't want to befall the fate of Isaac's wrath if he doesn't help Isaac. So Yellow's going to stab it, or well, swing at you, because again, he has the broken spear, so it's just a bow staff. That's going to be a 17 to hit.
My armor is 18.
Yep, so that is a miss. So he is going to... He winds up. He feels like he's got to do something, so he just draws back and tries to strike. and it just bounces off that armor. It just kind of goes off your, oh, what's the shoulder plate called?
Pauldron.
Thank you, pauldron. Yeah, it just bounces right off that pauldron and it comes back.
Man, I don't want to be this guy, but he does have him flanked.
He does.
Thanks, Hunter.
I'll leave that. I'll leave that be for now because I considered it for Isaac and less so for him. But for kicks and grins, yeah, that ain't doing it either. So
it gotta be fair, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did that in Star Wars, and it's no fun when it's been done to me. It was more fun when I did it to the rest of the party.
All right, and as it has come to the end of their turn, no one is controlling the fire, and it continues to consume this wall.
Pink should have paid attention to what was at hand.
He threw his spear at the fire. What do you want, man?
That's a fair point.
What else is he supposed to do?
He did that. He tried to kill the fire with his spear. Good for him.
He's just Andy from The Office. The sounds start popping around. He's like, the fire is shooting at us.
Okay.
Nard Dog wants to get out of here now.
Rig-it-dick-a-doo.
All right.
It's getting hot up in here.
It is. Aiden... what you gonna do?
Can I touch myself?
I mean, I would rather you not, seeing as what song just started.
He can try.
Do you want anybody else?
I've got cure wounds. Oh, no,
I got it, Hunter. Thanks, bud.
I got cure wounds.
Shannon, I can answer this question for you. You could have, what probably should have happened is you should have used cure wounds on me, because you can lay on hands on yourself, but you cannot cure wounds yourself.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. Yep. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you soon.
He's going to save us.
Also,
no, I'm going to save him.
Could I want to ask, help me, you and Hunter, help me figure out what this means, because I'm trying to figure it out. I'm just a little confused on the description. You bless up to three creatures of your choice within range. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw. So I'm guessing is if Hunter rolls, he could then roll a d4 and then add that number.
And that lasts for his however long the spell lasts. Minute. It's blessed, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Concentration,
so up to 10 rounds basically.
Yeah. I will note, Shannon, in that situation, concentration, if you take an attack and take damage, you will have to roll to maintain concentration.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind if that comes up.
And I was going to either do that or Divine Favor. Well, so Divine Favor says it's one bonus action. So can I do that and an attack?
Yeah.
You can do that and an action.
Yep.
So your prayer empowers you with divine radiance until the spell ends. Your weapon attacks deal an extra 1d4 radiant damage on a hit. So if I cast that, then I would get a 1d4 and then plus that other two, right?
Correct. You would do your plus two because your whip is imbued with divinity, and you would add a 1d4 roll on top of the damage.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to cast divine favor on myself, and then I'm going to whip at Isaac again.
Okay. You pray to the entity in which you believe. You feel kind of a enlightenment. You kind of feel a bit like you were maybe lifted off the ground slightly.
Boy, I hope so.
I just pictured Charlie. I got that good Lord go down. Anyway.
All right, let's see if the good Lord's about to go down on me. What? That is that's a 24. Yes!
You got a spit take. You got an actual spit take. I don't like you dressed up in all white, Shannon. We look like salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah, Shannon, that's going to hit.
All right. So I'm going to do my weapon attack first, which is a 7.
Okay.
So we're going to add a plus two to that. So 9.
So that's 9. Correct.
And then I need to roll a 1d4.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that in here just because I don't know how to roll random 1d4s in the other one.
If you click on the bottom left where that D20 icon is, it brings up a section of dice.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I already did it on here. We're looking at 12.
So, 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good
I will note that you do not. Isaac is not wound or bloodied yet. But you can tell. You can tell he's feeling it. He does not like this.
I don't like it either. And I said that to him. I said, I don't like this either. For the record.
He doesn't like you.
You're saying, you know.
You know, we could all leave. We could all get out of here, Isaac.
Well, him
don't have to be this way.
You could join us. Fuck that guy.
Fucking bodies everywhere.
Yeah, look at all the dead people around us here.
I'm over there still holding Eric's skull in his spine. Come with us.
I'm just going to look at him and be like, didn't even make a dent, did it? A la Kurt Russell in Tombstone.
I just love that Aiden is being played tonight by Kurt Russell.
By Kurt Russell, yes. Damn, that's how I should have made him. Maybe I'll say, when I die, I'll make a secondary character his dad.
That's your Deadlands character. That's WB Longshot.
WB Longshot. That's Walt Bang Longshot. That's what they call him. Ooh, and Cody, he has a pet called Racism the Frog.
I dear Lord, those storylines may go somewhere dark.
I'm shocked.
May? Well,
not that shocked.
That shit will be terrible.
Oh, all right. That's it for me, Cody.
All right, cool. Aiden, because you're closest, you're going to hear Isaac just kind of again, you don't belong here. And that's all there is to it.
Die, monster.
You don't belong in this world.
All right, Zephra, what do you wish to do?
Well, yellow is the last one directly in front of me, and I'm feeling pretty good about the other two being gone. So I kind of mess with them a little bit and do the look at this hand, look at this hand, look at this hand, and do poison spray on him as well.
Oh, I was hoping she's going to say she distracted him with one and then hit him in the nuts with the other. Squirrel. Just punched him right in the junk.
Squirrel tagged him.
Yeah.
I think that would work with the armor they're wearing.
But... right in the beanbag.
Right in the beanbag. He also failed the con save, so please roll me your 1d12.
It's not going to do the same thing again.
No.
Two.
No.
Does he take damage over time or anything since it's poison? Or
no, I asked that question before. And
it doesn't inflict a poison status.
It's just poison damage.
Yeah. Which some entities do take, like, an enhanced or a diminished... damage based upon poison. Like, for example, one of you is resistant to poison.
I am immune to disease.
Oh, that's right. You're immune to disease. That's what it is. Yeah, but there are some characters that are... I think my Warforged was either immune or greatly not impacted by poison. Anyway, all right. So the cloud of green again kind of emits from your hand. It's surrounding... You got coughing. He's kind of swinging that stick around. He's not fell... by it yet, but he is certainly distracted and kind of occupied with that. And that brings us back to top of the order for Rasmus Thomason.
Do it.
Aiden, how many hit points do you need?
All of them. He bloody.
A lot. Like...
How many are you down?
Can I legally say that on the record?
You can infer it. Are you bloodied?
I mean, how many rat bites do you have?
Importantly, I need to know actual numbers here because I can only give you... Cody knows what I'm going to use. I can only give you up to half of your maximum.
So, all right. 21 would put me back to max. I'm at 15.
So your maximum is 36.
36. So I can only give you 18.
18, right.
Yeah.
Considering how hard this guy hits, I'd be okay with that.
It would buy you a turn.
Yeah, I'm going to use my channel divinity, and I'm going to use Preserve Life. I can give up to 20 hit points total spread among three different people. So... this doesn't say I cannot use it on myself, Cody.
That's what I was reading. Yeah, it just says choose any creatures within 30 feet. So,
is anybody else hit at this point?
I'm down 10.
I'm almost at half.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Rasmus cares about you across the way, homeboy. Just saying.
I don't know what to do with you right now. Is the real situation there?
He's so in the weeds with Wolfbjorn.
I'm gonna give.
He's gonna cut him off.
Enemy, my enemy.
To be fair,
and since you're flanked, I'm gonna give you 18 of them and get you back up to. Because that's as many as I can give you. Thank so I'll give you most of what you need back and give the remaining two to Zephra.
So the Cure Wounds does not say on there that I can't use it on myself. I don't know if that's a thing or not.
But it's a spell. It would say like self-touch if you could.
Yeah, oh, range or area would be self.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if it says touch, that means it has to be at least another creature.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Channel Divinity is not a spell in the same way that those things are.
Like Shannon, you would see just like Divine Favor, for example.
I just saw it. Yep, I was just about to say that. Okay.
But no, believe me, Cure Wounds was something I took as a early character in one of my early campaigns, and that busted me in the balls a lot, because I failed to recognize that.
Okay.
Because as you can imagine, much like Kruskog, my character also got hit a lot and didn't do much in return.
That is my action, so I can't attack, but I am going to move over here and flank this piece of shit.
Okay.
So that we can do something with that.
Actually, congratulations, you have Connect 4. That is what we are trying to do in this situation. We are all safe.
In this, I'm trying to figure if that would give, if I need to get, because Aiden is dealing with Isaac there. I'll go here instead, and that way Zephyr and I have him flanked.
A flank on the yellow, yeah.
That's it. That's my turn.
Yep. All right. So we will work with that, and that is going to bring up Bjorn, who has a fire behind him, a skull or a head and spine in his hand, and a weaponless combatant in front of him.
So is it?
He's like a very dark version of everything's fine. I'm fine.
Typical Tuesday night.
So. After I've attacked and taken care of this other situation, I'm pretty much staring at this the pink soldier here, and I just drop the skull and just go blasting forward at him. And I don't know if it matters to call it out. Like, I'm trying to like force him back. Like I'm swinging for the fences on these two unarmed strikes. So let me throw first. Nope.
Yeah, you're blind raging at this point.
I am. I'm very much loving my rolls right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you're keeping him engaged because he's not putting out that fire, and he is terrified of you. Yeah. So you swing. He is able to, by the grace of the deity he professes, not scathed by these current swats.
I want to stay on this side of him. So I'm going to stick right there, and I think I'm going to call it that. Yep, cool.
Okay. I'm going to refresh because I did not see you move, so I'm wondering if my thing is now acting up.
Did not move.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I
intended not to, to try and keep him between me and the other dude wearing me.
Yeah. Okay. So that brings us to Isaac, who is... With the flanking benefit he has, is going to have a little bit more room to work with.
Ah, shit.
So he is going to, again, just bring down that battle axe. Right now, it's neutralize all threats.
I'm barely a threat.
That is going to be plus two. That's going to be a 19, so that will hit, just barely. And that one doesn't need the modifier. That's 18 plus. So, yeah. So both of these are going to hit, and it's going to hurt.
Yeah,
so.
it was nice. It was nice meeting all of you.
Okay, so that's... I keep... Okay. Sorry, I'm doing the math here. So that is...
The total equals up to death.
Total equals up to 28.
Almost death.
We got this.
Not as long as I'm standing here in front of this dude, we don't.
You're keeping him distracted.
I am doing that.
choke them with our dead.
So Isaac does that, and he brings down that battle axe twice with all his might. Like, he is trying to swing through you and through the ground, it feels like, as he hits you twice. For what it's worth, Flyswatter Yellow is also going to try to swing at you with his bow staff. Yeah, that does no good. That doesn't matter. You don't feel that.
Is it in yet?
Nope. Well, what is Eddie Murphy and Raw? That's not it.
I'm feeling pretty raw right now.
Yeah, I bet you are. So, Yellow does not do anything, but Isaac brings down the hammer. Well, the axe, rather, pretty heavily. You all are starting to feel the heat build up in this room because there's, like, the wall is starting to become consumed. In fact, it's growing a little bit faster because, as you can imagine, there's kindling in all those books. And for the first time, you start to hear some creaking. Okay, so that's Isaac. Bjorn?
Yeah.
Pink has no weapon, even with everything happening here. Let me just make sure. Yeah. His will to fight is lost. So I'm going to give you an attack of opportunity, because between the fire and you, he doesn't want to play no more.
He don't want to host this show no more.
He does not. So wait, go ahead, just give me a straight attack roll.
So I'm coming.
It won't be your bonus. It'll be just a straight 1d20.
Oh, just a d20.
Yeah.
Let me just do this.
Actually, Hunter, am I remembering that correctly? AoEs are a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Or AOOs, rather. Yeah, that's going to hit. So what's your... So maybe just an unarmed strike damage.
No bonus?
Well, with your current malady, or whatever we're going to call it.
9.
Okay. God, so close. He had a chance. Now he has no chance. He could run, but he can't run.
He's got some fat asses.
Yeah, he tries to turn tail and run away. He probably makes it about here. And you, how does he meet his fate?
Eviscerate him.
As he goes by, I reach out and I grab the back of his neck, and then I rip his head off too.
I just love these heads.
And as soon as I do that, I just start chawing on it.
Chawing on it. Okay, cool. I know the party's busy, but are y'all seeing this shit?
Cody, I can't see shit. I mean, there's so much blood in my eyes.
I'm not seeing any of it.
Yeah, there's so much blood in my eyes. I can't see anything right now.
So much fire behind me, too, that it should be as bright as radioactive. Like,
yeah, actually...
of a wolf chewing on a dude's head. Decapitated head.
Actually, I need you all to take make me a constitution save right now.
Is that just the constitution roll, guessing?
Yeah, or whatever your constitution modifier is, yeah.
Everyone or me?
All of you.
All of us.
I got 20.
A 14.
14 as well.
So. 19.
Okay, so run it all by me again. 19 for Bjorn. Lindsay got a 14. Mm-hmm. Hunter, you said?
14.
Okay, and Aiden, you got?
20.
20, okay. None of you are currently...
on fire.
Yes.
Inhaling smoke.
Also correct. Lindsay nailed it. None of you are currently inhibited or impacted by the smoke, but there is starting to become a haze in this room, and it's starting to bring even further gray skies into this confined space.
Does that affect Isaac and Yellow, too, since we had to roll?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow does fail the con save. So in his case, he is
comes to
for this turn, at least just to start, he's losing visibility. He can't see as well, and I was waiting for Hunter to hit me with the dark vision bit.
Well, he has dark vision.
He does have dark vision, which sees through smoke, as written in the book. So he is impacted, and thus anything he does will have disadvantage, being yellow. Isaac does not fail, so he is not impacted yet either.
Oh, damn it. He's the one I wanted to fail.
Well, have no fear.
It's not his turn yet.
Yeah, you got a couple opportunities to do whatever you're going to do. You cannot survive. Make your time. Somebody set us up the bomb.
I really can't survive. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think there's any way I'm getting out of this one alive, friends.
I have one more trick up my sleeve, but that's it.
Cody, just between me and you, just as friend to friend, what are the with this guy's stats? Because I can't see his stats, obviously, but just give me a friendly. I'm about to die anyway. What is the likelihood of him being grappled? Is he too strong? Visually, I'm looking at him. Would I look at him and go, yeah, there's no way I'm going to be able to pin this motherfucker?
You're giving him an ocular pat down.
Right.
Yeah, you give him that ocular pat down. Let me take a look at your strength.
Technically, it's 6'3".
It's going to be out.
6'4".
It's going to be a battle. From what you can tell, it would be a fairly evenly matched. This isn't Brock versus Colin Delaney. This is Brock versus Bobby Lashley.
Ugh, I don't like that matchup.
Okay. Sorry, maybe Brock's a bad option there because he beats everything.
He beats everybody, and I know I'm not Brock.
Who's a big guy that doesn't kill everything in wrestling right now? It's Otis. Bobby Lashley. Huh?
Otis, but I'm Otis. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
So what would it be to grapple him again? I forget. It would just be a strength check?
Yeah, so just straight-up strength contest.
Basically, whoever rolls the strengthier strength?
Yes.
IV.
So you would roll strengths with an athletics modifier, and he would roll a strength, either athletics or dexterity acrobatics, which I'll spoil for you. It's going to be strength.
And if, remind me, grappling, I have to roll once to grapple it and then roll it again to pin him? How's that work again? I used it once, but I don't remember how it went.
Yeah, you subject him just to being grappled, and then that just... From there, you determine what happens. But your action would be to grapple him. You basically kind of have him in a full Nelson or whatever you would want to script it as.
Before, I did it with the whip, but that was against a low-level zombie.
Right. Oh, you're grappling with the whip. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was sitting here thinking grapple like mano-a-mano wrestling.
He's gagging, coughing, blood squirting out of his nose, and he just jumps on his back. Full Nelson.
Because I'm pretty sure I can't move anywhere without getting an attack of opportunity with these guys, can I?
Correct, yeah. With you being flanked, there's not much you can do right now.
Yeah, I'm fucked either way, I'm pretty sure.
Grabby.
All right, I actually have to pull up. My apologies, been so long since we've had to have some fun with grappling. I have to remember.
It's so complicated.
Well, I'm not completely dedicated to it just because, like...
No, you're fine. I just had to pull up my document on how we had done it. So, yeah.
He rolls once per hand.
Yeah, so the way we had written and the way it would do, when you attack with your weapon and hit, you can choose to deal no damage and subject them to the grappled condition. And then as a reaction, you can choose to pull them toward you.
So all I would have to do is land a hit to grapple him?
Correct. Yeah.
Do it.
And then how would he break out of the grapple, I'm assuming?
It would be a strength contest. Like, he would try to make a strength attack. It would be a strength roll.
On his turn. Would that negate his action?
No, grapple again kind of be if you were... The whip's going to be the same thing as if you were wrestling with him. It would be a strength saving throw, or it would be equal to some components of your whip.
So I'd really just have to rely on the luck of the draw once I do it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I believe in you.
I don't, man. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I don't know what else to do. I don't think I have any other tricks up my sleeve, unfortunately. Let me see. Uh, I have Sanctuary, but I'm assuming I can't use that on myself. Well, yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't be able to. Ward a creature within range against attack. Until the spell ends, any creature who targets the warded creature with an attack or a harmful spell must first make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature must choose a new target or lose the attack or spell. The spell doesn't protect the warded creature from area effects such as explosion or fireball, and if the warded creature makes an attack, casts a spell that affects an enemy or deals damage, the spell ends.
Yeah, so basically you put yourself in a bubble.
Right.
Bubble, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a bonus action, so.
But you then cannot attack or do anything, basically, for the rest of the time we're here.
But maybe it'll get me through one more round. All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to attack him first, and then I'm going to use Sanctuary as the bonus action.
Okay, have at it.
Oh, man.
All Don't worry, I'll down for you. We got this.
Just remember me. All right, so that's a nat 20 to hit.
Hey-o.
All right, so what's max damage with your whip right now?
2d4 plus 5. So that's 13.
2d4, that's, yep, plus the 2.
Plus the 2, so 15.
Plus the 1d4, is that still in effect? Oh, no, it'd be... yeah, Sanctuary is not a concentration spell.
Nope.
So
I also get that. And I maxed it at 4, so that's 19.
There you go.
That's not a bad final hit. I look at Rasmus as I take this swing, and I'm like, have faith, brother.
I told you I have another trick up my sleeve.
That's fine, but I still... You got to sell it to the audience, man. They think it's game over.
I'm trying to keep you alive here, man.
You, Aiden, as you cast... Sanctuary to kind of shroud yourself, you see for the first time you've drawn blood from his face. You see a little bit of blood trickling out of the corner of his mouth.
So I'm going to look at him as I, before I cast this, I see that blood come down, and I'm going to tell him, if this is the last time, you know, if this is it for me, just remember who gave you that pretty scar. And then I'm going to snap my fingers, which is how I cast that spell, because I don't know how spells work. And then the bubble goes up, and I wave at him.
Okay. I mean, the components of it mention a sprinkling of holy water, so yeah, I you're fine. You've sprinkled your fingers in holy water and snapped your
goblins. I'm snapping with one finger. The holy water's in my fingers. When I snap, it sprinkles them around me. I'm like Salt Bay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's going to do it for me.
All right. So
I literally hit him as hard as I possibly could, for the record.
Everything you had left.
That's everything I had.
That's damn good timing. All right. So Zephyr, you're up.
I want to get Yellow out of here, so I'm going to do Shocking Grasp this time.
Yes, please do.
19.
Okay. That's going to hit.
Whoa. 1d8. And 5 damage.
Okay. Yeah, Yellow's barely hanging on.
But if he's still hanging on, I'm still flanked.
I'm trying.
All right, that's going to bring us up to the top of the order, and Rasmus. Do you wish to play the trick up your sleeve?
Well, not anymore, because he sanctuaried himself, so I don't think that's going to be pointful at this point. I've still got a crossbow out, so I'm going to have to shift back, and then I guess I'm going to shoot Yellow here.
Wait, so does me sanctuarying stop you from healing me?
Well, no, but, I mean, if they're not going to be able to hit you, then I need to save that for somebody who could get hit.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
Yep. So you step back. The
bigger problem is now you can't attack him. So that's what I'm worried about.
Oh, well, he's going to attack me before my next turn. I'm hoping.
Well, that's not going to... It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
14 to hit.
Yep. Yellow. What's your minimum damage?
3.
Okay, we'll need to roll at least a little bit.
6.
Yeah, how you do it.
It's a crossbow, and it's the second time I've shot it, and apparently I'm very good at killing people with it out of nowhere. So while he's too busy being shocked, I'm going to treat it like a tag team move. He's being shocked by Zephyr. She lets him go, spins him around, and that spins him right into a face-first bolt. It's like a joy buzzer, and then she just turns him around into a bolt to the head.
Okay. And that does it. Then you all have fell all the guards. So, do you have a bonus action or anything else you wish to do in this moment?
Well, I have remaining movement, which yes. I'm no longer concerned about getting attacked for. Mm-hmm. I do have, Here, I'll just put it out there for you guys. I have one spell slot left for the entire day. I can save it and use it. It's a second level spell slot, and I can do that prayer of healing if we need a short rest healing. 10 minutes, we all get 2d8 plus 8 back. Or I can bonus action healing word and give somebody 2d4 plus 8 right now if they're at risk of dying.
I'd say they save it. Personally,
wow.
Okay,
if I piss, he can't him
affect
off,
I you.
I mean, I can affect him, but he's also okay.
No, it's realistically, okay. Save it.
I don't
save
it because much time. But realistically, Isaac is not going to hit him because if he tries to hit him, he's got to make a wisdom saving throw, or he's going to lose his attack. So mm-hmm. Isaac Zephyr is going to probably attack you.
Yeah,
he's going to move over and try to hit you. That's my concern. Since he has to move, I don't think he gets 2 attacks. I don't know that.
I'm really banking on the hope that he has bad wisdom.
I don't think he's going to try. I don't think he's going to try to hit you. I think he's just going to go hit somebody else. That's what I'm worried about. So,
I say save it.
Yeah, I'm just going to start moving toward the door. 2, 3... 4. I think I only have a 5 movement because of my chainmail, right? No, I have a 4. Okay, so actually I can only get to here. Alright, I'm done.
Okay. Bjorn, what are you doing?
So, when I'm in this form, I'm pretty much like Paul's of Fury, right? I don't have like a use my crossbow or anything.
I assume, based upon how it's written, you have yet to transform into this, so I admittedly am a little bit...
You're a goddamn wolf man.
Uninformed, yeah.
I might have trouble with the strings. Okay. I feel like I just want to fucking just barrel roll through. Is he turned away
from me? I feel like that's what you would do.
is he looking away from me?
I mean, at the moment, he's focused more on the 3 party members in front of him, so I would say that he's not maybe full head like back to you, but he's distracted enough. Like you're gonna catch him at an angle side profile.
All right. So if I rush him, do I get like would that be an advantage on him?
No, it'd be just what's it called? I mean, you'd be dashing, which is more just no, there's a shove action.
Okay.
Yeah, you would use your attack action to make a special melee attack to shove them, either to knock them prone or push them away from you. So you are size... Let me take a look at a couple things. You're size medium, I believe. Yes.
Mechanically, it's assumed everybody is protecting all their sides at all times.
Right. But with you rushing in,
which way they're facing?
Yeah, with you rushing in, there is a shove mechanic you can utilize if you so wish. Yes.
Okay.
And I would say that because of his size, you are able to at least attempt it.
Okay. I think what I want to do is I want to come in. Does that so? If I come in at him and do that, that's like with one unarmed attack, and then I still get my secondary, right?
Theoretically, yeah. If you're able to make multiple attacks with the attack action, the attack replaces one of them.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'm coming in at him full bore.
Would you say you're coming full force?
Full force.
Okay. Yep. So that means you are making a strength athletics check, and you are being contested by the same.
Sorry, what? No. I'm attacking him.
Oh, I thought you were shoving. Okay, so you're going to come up and attack. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any value in trying to, like, waste a like, running a risk of, like, fucking up my moves. So
okay, that's fine.
Coming in to
claw. Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, you're good.
No, it's all good. At him. Here it comes. 17.
That's going to hit.
All right. 8.
That will not.
No, that's my damage.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Let's hope for not. Don't put that on me. Okay, here we go. Don't be 8.
That's an 11, and that does not hit.
That's all right. I come at him hard, and then...
Oh, so hard.
And then...
The ear is coming.
Do I have any room to move? As I pass by him like that.
I mean, you can split your movement in half. So if you would have been here, maybe 5, 10. Yeah, you have a little bit of.
You move up, or you're taking the back of opportunity.
Yes, that's the. You have lateral movement, but you can't. Now that you've engaged with him at melee range, you can't separate that far.
That's okay.
You got to keep him separated, Cass.
I think I'm going to return the flanking favor and then flank him.
Okay.
It's been real.
It has been real.
Because it's about to go down. They're about to kill the doll of the movie.
And go down, as in this entire building may go down, because you guys notice now. Yeah, the fire is kind of rapidly growing in short order as it expands, and this entire wall is now consumed. So one full wall of this building is burning.
Huh.
And Isaac sees that. He realizes he's surrounded. And you just hear him just yell. I was going to say master, but it's Baron is what he's going to yell. So he just hears Baron.
I'm glad you didn't say master, because then all I could hear in my head was fucking Metallica. Master!
Yeah, that's why I heard it in my head, too. And I was like, that's not the phrase I want to use here.
So I know what the theme for tonight's show is. No, I'm kidding. They'd sue the shit out of us. Fuck them.
Yes, they would.
Immediately.
Uh-huh. You hear Baron, and then just, fuck! And... He's going to disengage is the action he's going to take. So he is going to run toward the door. And with a disengage action, he does not take invoke an attack of opportunity. So he is going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He is going to get to the door.
Man, no.
He's got way more than that if you're going 30. Because every 4 squares is a token.
Right, so 5.
Yeah, he's out the door.
10. Okay, yeah, I've messed up my own math trying to count that. So, yeah, he's going to just run through the door, and out he goes.
But wait, the doors are locked.
Doors haven't been locked in a long time, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, the guards came in through the doors.
Oh, I thought it locked behind them. God, my bad.
Because the door's locked initially with Vargas in here with you guys, and then they came in through that way because it was locked from the outside. So, yeah. Isaac streams out of the room. I'm just going to leave him in the door so you guys know he's kind of out that way. So Isaac is bolting out of the room. As you guys may remember, you were on the second floor of this building. Outside of this room, it was only about 15 feet to get to a staircase to go down to the main floor.
I assume battle is over then.
At least there's no one for you to attack right now. But you are all now in a room with a bunch of dead bodies, an entire wall on fire behind you.
I'm probably
get out of Dodge.
Yeah, I'm coughing up blood. I'm sitting there holding my guts inside of me. I'm just going to look at everyone and just go, just like, all right, so we're done here. And fall down to a knee.
Funny that you cough. Give me one more con save.
Oh, goddamn, I swear to Christ, if I fucking live through the fight and then die from goddamn cancer.
Smoke inhalation.
What is it again, Cody? Right. Constitution?
Con save, yeah.
16.
17.
Okay. 9.
Gaz, what you got? 15? Okay. 15. Lindsay, you start fading a bit. You take you would take 3 points of damage.
Gotcha.
You're still up, but you and Aiden, you being nearby, would be able to tell Rasmus, you as well. You can tell that the smoke is starting to get to her. And that, okay. That is what you can do.
What'd you do?
Pick her up. Yep. So I'll
somebody pick her up.
I'll move a body out of the way if you want to do that. Obviously, yeah, it's just, yeah, just
I'm
there.
I see him pick her up, and I am so fucking hurt, and I can barely stumble around. I look over the giant wolf, and I'm like,
"Here, puppy."
And I just do the come here thing, and I'm gonna leap into his arms.
Do you though?
Wait, leap into whose arms?
I was going to leap into your arms because I'm delirious with pain.
Oh, yeah. So I scoop him up, and me and Rasmus carry out our
compatriots.
Wait,
this room.
Can you transform and de-transform at will? Because this just giant.
Like, how
wolf.
Long are you a wolf?
Right.
Technically, all day if I want to be.
I think it would be bad for a giant wolf to be carrying me out of the building. It's going to look bad. It's going to be on all the papers. The paparazzi is going to hound us.
All is not well.
All is not well.
But have you seen my bony body? I don't know if I can keep you up in the air without this wolf suit.
Does it mechanically
change your stats?
Just pretend
you're
dead.
Just play
dead. Your hybrid predatory strikes, I don't think it does.
No? Oh, okay.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws, but even with his heavy armor, you both are medium in terms of game mechanics, in terms of size, so you would be capable of lifting him.
Let me double check this. I want to make sure I can do this at will, because I perhaps might be wrong in that assumption here. Let me features and traits. Oh, where the hell is it? Hybrid form. Here we go. I have a transformation, features, feral might. You have advantage on strength checks. I should have remembered that. And a plus one bonus on melee damage rolls. I should have remembered that, too.
As a bonus action, you transform into a special hybrid form for up to 1 hour.
You have resistance blessing. I knew that. Okay, yeah.
Ah, duly noted. You can speak, use equipment, so you would be able to use your weapons.
Oh. Yeah, could have.
Duly noted for that moving forward. And you wear armor while in that form. You could revert to your normal form as a bonus action.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, and I'm just going to be like, boop, boop, back down to like normal human person.
And I'm going to put my arm around him instead, since he's not
there. There is nothing normal or human or person about you.
I'm going to whisper. Yep. I'm going to whisper to him, though, get me out of here alive, and I might not kill you.
I put my hat on his head.
Thank you.
And then I run on out with him in my arms, right behind Rasmus.
Okay. So image of this film comes in. You all start leaving this room. The bookshelf is collapsing onto the floor. The structural integrity of this building is starting to be impacted by this fire. And you make your way toward the staircase, and you start seeing the smoke billowing out onto that second level. You hear screams downstairs. And that's where we cut it off.
That ain't good.
Oh, I'm not in a good way, but it's okay. This is my Leonardo from TMNT moment, where like I'm all beat up, and no, it was Raph. Ah, shit.
Yeah. Well, so you're not in a good way. You guys have to escape a burned-down house that you at least were in the room where it happened. Oh, and it happens to be the Baron of the city.
So, well, subterfuge.
Y'all got some splaining to do next session.
What can you do?
Hey, that gives us a week.
It was somebody else. We didn't do it.
Yeah, I've got proof. Check out this graph.
Like I was saying, Rasmus, we got this. We're going to make it.
No, we're not.
That's to be determined.
So dark.
I'm convinced.
We're just a little wounded.
Here's what I think. If anything, we got lucky as shit. It won't happen again.
Well, we shall see, because we will pick this up next week in another episode of PZ85 Plays the Curse of Strahd on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Thank you so much for joining us in part two of two. Again, if you listen to this before part one, the fuck is wrong with you?
You are confused.
Very bad at sequential order. I would recommend that you go back and listen to part one and ignore this happened until now, but also listen to the other episodes of
do not,
the Curse of Strahd playlist.
Do not listen to this show like Memento.
That's
it will
right.
not work.
It will not make sense. I am not Christopher Nolan. I do not write that well.
No.
You can also listen to the other episodes of Curse of Strahd, the other games we have played. There was an entire year and a half long campaign, if not longer, of the Dawn of Defiance from Star Wars. There have been many Savage Worlds plays of the horrors of Perryville. Ghostbusters happened a couple years ago. Mass hysteria.
They kind of made
there's
one.
Also that kind of made a third one. You bought it for me as a wedding gift. That's right. It was my Ghostbusters. Thank you. There's also many other things to listen to on the PZ85 network, including some of the episodes coming up later this week, which will be detailed to you now by party members Double H and Shannon.
Well, we are going to be back tomorrow with an episode of Wrestling Unscripted for the first time in a couple weeks. Some things to talk about. Not a lot. It won't be too long. But and then Thursday, of course, we'll have an all-new After Dark. And Lindsay's got a fantabulous...
Better topic. We're not doing what we did before. I will come up with something better.
What she said. And then Friday, it's probably not horse time just because of my schedule, but we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. People are clamoring for the horses to come out of the stable, but only if time allows.
They love when the horses get to playing.
That's right.
People
love
squalorous horses.
People love horses.
All right, and then we'll be back at it again next Tuesday for another episode of PZ85 Plays the Curse of Strahd. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you want to hear the backlog, you can do so at podzilla1985.com. You can also give us a follow at facebook.com/podzilla1985. There might be a subreddit out there. None of us are there, but you can certainly be a part of it and reinvigorate the community if you so wish.
That'd be great.
Man, I actually did drop into that not too long ago, and not to take up too much time here, but I didn't know one of our listeners actually was really excited about the last episode of the Inquest that I put up around Christmas. So, like, thanks for that, man. I didn't notice. I'm sorry. I don't visit the subreddit.
We
got to
get back
I'm
on
glad.
That Reddit more. Yeah.
We got to reinvigorate the community.
We got to revitalize the penis.
Sure. Yeah, those are words. He's delusional from the smoke, folks. Don't worry about it. But that's it, and that's all for this episode of PZ85 Plays the Curse of Strahd. For Bjorn, a.k.a. Kaz, Zephra, a.k.a. Lindsay, Double H, a.k.a. Rasmus, and Shannon,
don't
a.k.a.
Say my name.
Aiden. Huh?
Don't say my real name.
Too late.
Fuck.
Did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked up. Don't worry. You won't remember this. The smoke inhalation will get to you. But until next time, I am Cody Sandusky, your game master, reminding you to have your pet spayed or neutered, and also check your fire extinguishers, friends. It's important.